Now, it's good to see the boys and girls here this morning, and I wonder, is there something that you like collecting? Well, if you're a boy, maybe you like collecting little motor cars, or maybe there's something that you like collecting in the garden. Maybe there's worms or something like that. But maybe the girls like collecting something also. There's a couple of boys already are shaking their heads. I don't know whether that was the worms bit or not. But I wonder, is there something that you like to collect? Well, I'm quite fond of something, but I went to my dad recently, and he likes clocks. Now, that's quite unusual, really, isn't it? He likes clocks. And I said to him, I says, give us a lend of one of your clocks. He says, what's it for? I says, well, I want to speak to the boys and girls. He says, take them something decent. And this is what he gave me. I wonder, could you tell me what this is? Anybody? Yes? A pocket watch. Good boy. That's right. This is a watch that you used to wear on a waistcoat. My family were keeping me going. Well, are you going to wear a waistcoat? No, thank you. Or else you could put it up there and put it into your best pocket. But mostly, some of the older members might even have one of these at home. So I said to my dad, where do you get it? You see, it's not very clean. It's a wee bit grubby, you know. He says, that was my grandfather's. That's over 100 years old. And I thought to myself, and you're lending it to me? Boys, you must have some faith in me. Will I see if I can get it open? It's quite hard to open. It opened up. There's a wee bit of damage on it. But this was his grandfather's, my great-grandfather's. And it says something on it. I was hoping that would make it even more valuable. It says, Swiss made. Now, I think that's a nice watch. It's really, really heavy, boys and girls. But you know, it doesn't matter, boys and girls, if it's a new watch, like maybe you would have on your wrist, or an old as this one here. What does the two things do? They tell us the time. Isn't that right? A watch old like this, and maybe antique, maybe, still tells us the time, as well as a new watch that would be on your wrist. But you know, boys and girls, whenever I thought of time, I thought, you know, sometimes we rush about, we run here, there and everywhere, try to keep up with your mums and dads most of the time. And it seems to be a case nowadays, boys and girls, that there doesn't seem to be enough time to get everything done. And that's the same in school, as it is in work, as it is even getting stuff done about the house. Have you ever heard your dad said, I would need an extra day to get that job done? There never seems to be enough of time. But you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus told us a story in the Bible about a man who didn't have time. And especially, boys and girls, he didn't have time to thank God for what he got. And our story would be found in Luke chapter 12, and it's this. It's a story about the rich man. And the first thing we notice about this story is, this rich man, who was a farmer, had a great harvest. He had a great harvest. The Bible teaches us, boys and girls, that the ground brought forth plentifully. Now, what does that mean? He had a really great harvest. As we would say, he had a bumper harvest. Isn't that right? And this great harvest was so great, he became really very rich because of this great harvest. And it was all due to the ground bringing forth plenty. But you know, not only was there a great harvest, but this young man, I believe he was young, he was a farmer, he had a great plan. Would he hear what his plan was? He said, do you know what I will do? I have much goods for many years. I will knock down my barns. And guess what I'll do, he said. I'm going to build greater barns. He was going to knock down his small barns that were being used year after year, and he was going to build a really big barn to take this great harvest. Do you know, humanly speaking, that was a good idea. He was expanding his farm. He was expanding his business. He was becoming very rich. And it was a good idea to house all this harvest. But not only was there a great harvest and a great plan, guess what, boys and girls? He thought, I'll have a great party. And do you know what he said? I will eat, I will drink, and I will be merry. Wasn't he going to have a great time? Why? Because he said to himself that he had reserved much goods for many years. But boys and girls, not only he had a great harvest, not only a great plan, not only was he going to have a great party, but listen, boys and girls, he made a great mistake. Now, what was his mistake? His mistake, boys and girls, was he didn't take time to thank God for all that he was given. He didn't take time, boys and girls, to thank God for the blessings that he had got. There was nothing wrong with having a great harvest. There was nothing wrong with having a great plan to house this harvest. There really was nothing wrong in enjoying that harvest and having a party with his friends. There was nothing wrong. But what was his mistake? His mistake, boys and girls, was that he didn't take the time to thank God. And do you know how we know? It says in our Bible, boys and girls, six times he said, I will knock my barns down and I will build greater. I will eat, drink, and be merry. It was I. And not once, boys and girls, did he take the time to think of God and thank God. Do you know, boys and girls, that night God spoke. That night God spoke and told that farmer, you're a fool. And why was he a fool? He was a fool, boys and girls, because of his mistake. Because he left God out of everything. God said, you're a fool. And do you know what, boys and girls? That night, his soul was required of him. That night, he died. And he didn't get a chance to enjoy the great harvest. He didn't get a chance to enjoy his great plan or do his great plan. He didn't get a chance because he made a great mistake. Do you know, boys and girls, there's a verse in the Bible and it says, this is found in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. And it says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There's nothing wrong, boys and girls, with this man having a great business and great harvest and doing really well for himself. But will you remember, boys and girls, the great mistake he made? He had everything going for him, yet he didn't take the time to thank God for what he was given. I hope this morning, boys and girls, that we take time to thank God for all that he has given us. All the things that we take so very often for granted, our health, our food, our clothes, our home, will we take time this morning to thank God for all that he has given us?